How do you help people identify what they're spending? Have you got some sort of techniques or steps to help reveal the awful truth here?
It can be an awful truth. The easiest way to do that is really just go back and look at your checkbook. You know, whether you maintain your checkbook in a computer program like QuickBooks or Quicken, or whether you maintain it by hand like my wife does, just go back and look at your checkbook for the last even several months. It doesn't have to be a whole year, but you can look at, okay, what am I spending every month? I have certain expenditures that I'm going to make every single month. Let's list all of those: utilities, mortgage, rent, whatever those might be. Then let's look at all of those things that I spend money on, including things that I spend money on with cash. Lots of us, our way to avoid the bathroom scale is to use cash. That's my wife's favorite way to do it.
Because it leaves no traces.
There's no tracing it. So what I do is I actually put the cash I spend into its own category, and I just call that pocket money. And it can be a lot. It could be $1,000 or $2,000 a month easily for a lot of people that that's their pocket money. Well, okay, that's a category of expenditure. Doesn't matter what you're spending it on, it's gone. So it's okay to use fairly broad categories. I don't think people have to be so detailed. Some people will want to, but they don't have to be so detailed. Well, I spend, you know, $20 on candy during the month. One thing I do have to pay attention to is I spend a lot of money on books. So if there's one area where you think, oh, I kind of spend a lot of money there, I would make that its own area, its own category, or its own account. Now, the best way to do this is with a computer program. We don't sell QuickBooks, but I would tell you that we like QuickBooks because it will maintain both the income statement side and the balance sheet side with very simple entries. That's the best way to know, because then you're entering that information in every month, and at any one time, you can pull a report that tells you exactly what you spent where.
Is it your experience, as I've sometimes heard, that simply the act of observing the money actually will affect how you use it?
Well, it has a huge effect. I'll go back to the weight loss. Stepping on that bathroom scale every day has a huge impact on how much you eat during the day. If you see, for example, and I step on that bathroom scale every day because since I wanted to lose weight 2 years ago, I've lost 50 pounds. So I'm very careful about it. I'm old enough that it's not easy to lose weight. So I don't want to gain it back. So I step on that scale every day. And if I see that I've gained some weight, I go, oh, wow, I'm evaluating. What did I eat yesterday? I need to be more careful because when I step on that bathroom scale tomorrow, I want to make sure that number's gone down, not up. Well, the same thing is true with our personal financial statement. When we look at it, we go, oh my heavens, I really spend $200 a month on books? I need to cut back on that. That's something I can cut back on. Maybe I just need to go to the used bookstore or go to the library instead. That's an easy way to cut back on that expenditure. Maybe I need to rent that movie instead of buy that movie. There's a lot of little things we can do that really, if we have it in our mind, right in front of us, and we're looking at it regularly. Now, any business owner will tell you that they look at their bank account every day, and they need to be looking at their financial statements every day. If we're not doing that, we're not keeping track, and it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.